Joining us now, we have the president of the Bahamas Livery Drivers Union, Tori Austin. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, Dwight?
Doing well. Doing well. All right. So before we get you to respond to what you hear the taxi cab union say, let people know you're a relatively new union.
Yes.
And what are livery drivers? What are liveries? Let people know this before we get into this.
I'll make it kind of easy for you. It's a luxury service that we offer. You can consider us like a black car service, I would say. Mm-hmm. It's a high-end way of transportation via limousines, luxury SUVs, town cars, et cetera, sprinter vans. And, it's both the vehicle and the service kind of combining a certain higher level of transportation here in the country.
Right, right. And how many livery drivers would you say we have here?
Well, I would say definitely over, we're talking about close to 700, because we have about 700 plates out there. So, we would say about 700. Mm-hmm. Yeah, between 500 to 600, 700 actual drivers on the road.
My goodness. So why the need for your own union? And how did that come about?
Well, our union, it's always a lookout for our members. We needed to, the purpose of our union when we decided to form it, to bring togetherness, to bring unity, to look out as a sector, to improve the sector.
Were you previously under the taxi union, or were you a part of that before?
No, we actually had an association.
Okay.
And then we decided to create a union, to just to bring a little bit more strength to our sector. We vibe to look out for the livelihood of our members. And that's all it's all. Being all together in once, singing the same song, I would say.
So how does it work? It's different from a taxi. You don't hail a livery, I take it. You have to organize this. You have to book it.
Well,
how does it work?
Well, it's two ways. Prearranged, and also right now it's an on-demand service. The world, right, as you know, the world has evolved. We're talking, this is 2025, right? There is a need and a demand for our services. All over the country, at the airports, at the hotels, at the port, people want an opportunity, or has an option, as a choice, to choose if they would want to go in a taxi, or, hey, I want to put my family in more of a, I would say, high-end vehicle.
Right.
Anywhere you travel in the world, you should have that option. I travel a lot. I get a chance. I was in Vegas earlier this year. Some days, when it was a 5-minute transportation, I would jump in a taxi. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would jump in an SUV. Mm-hmm. It's just an option. And so the transportation sector has those two options. Mm-hmm. And we are just a viable option to the clientele that are coming into this country.
So, mm-hmm.
Good morning, Tori.
Morning,
Tori. I have a question.
Sure.
Just to bring a little bit of clarity. So for guests who want to, so these options exist.
Right.
And for guests who say, hey, I want a particular type car, I want a particular type service, they would choose to book through a livery system, because on the taxi system, you have to go with whatever taxi is next in the call-up.
Yes.
Is that normally the case.
They have a call-up system. There's a lineup system. And they would normally have to go in there. So even if you are a bus next in a taxi system, and if it's only two people, they would ask for a taxi, and if you're up next, you would go. Whereas with us, our lineup consists of, at this time, where we have a town car, an SUV, or a limousine. The guest has an option to choose one of those two types of vehicle that they would want to ride. That particular vehicle will pull up, and the guest will be escorted to the vehicle and placed in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tell us how this would work at the airport. I've not made any arrangements. I'm getting off my plane. I'm coming out, and I look to the left. I see taxis. I look to the right. I don't know. Liveries, and I decide, well, I think I'm feeling like a Suburban today.
Okay, exactly.
So I just walk over there while the taxi driver's
is screaming. At this time, we have what we call NAD representatives on the outside that act as ambassadors for the country and help out to direct guests would giving them the options and asking them where they would want to go. Mm-hmm. We've had, and just to say this right, we are improving that part of it. We've had meetings with NAD before about improving that initial greeting coming from NAD, because we wanted to see a major improvement in that. Mm-hmm. That has improved a lot during the peak hours of the day. And that representative from NAD will direct the guest to whatever section or car or vehicle that they would desire. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if the guest says they want a town car, or they want a limousine, or they want one of our SUVs, that guest is directed to one of our, what we call our dispatches, that is standing, that facilitates the handover of that guest, mm-hmm. and walk over across the street to the car. So we're not on the actual, the cars are not actually on the door the way the taxis are. The taxis are on the door.
Okay.
We would pull up once the NAD ambassador would say, hey, pull up, I have an SUV client that wants an SUV. And that's how it works.
Are the rates comparable, or what's the difference in terms of taxi versus?
Taxis are a regulated rate.
Mm-hmm.
We, as a delivery, do not have it's a verbal agreement between the driver,
mm-hmm.
and the client. Now, we have kind of used what we call it's a competitive market, and you have other private companies, bigger companies that have set rates, and we've kind of stayed within a certain realm. So let's say, for example, we have starts at a minimum of $100,
mm-hmm.
and it can go up to $150. It depends on the length of the travel, or whatever verbal agreement that you would have with the client.
Mm-hmm.
So a town car starts at a $75 rate, and it can go up. And then a limousine will start at $150, but that can go up based on the agreement, the verbal agreement that you would have.
Mm-hmm.
So before the guest actually gets into the car, that agreement is made. This is the price of this particular vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the guest is even asking the NAD representative, what is normally the cost of this service?
Right.
Or sometimes the guest walks up, not only to the NAD, there is the Bahama desk on the inside. There's the Atlantis desk. Hey, they walked to the desk and they said, hey, I didn't book a car. Can you help me get one SUV or something? And then the employees from the transportation sector of those two institutions will come out and say, hey, we need a SUV or a town car. A guest is in here inquiring.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is passed over to the dispatcher. The dispatcher calls up the next car. Gas is placed into the car.
All right. So I'm sure you have some idea. So if I'm at the airport and I want to go to Atlantis,
right.
If I catch a taxi, generally how much would that be?
I don't know exactly what the taxi rate, but I'll give you an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could go anywhere from about 45. And it all depends. See, with taxis, it depends how much is in your party,
mm-hmm.
how many luggage you have, et cetera, et cetera. So it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
One person with one bag is one price, but when you start to add your family and your luggage and all that, then it prices up. Right now, it's there's not a clear... last time I was at the airport for the last few months, there's not been a clear signage. I know the taxi rates went up somewhat over the last year, so I'm not sure exactly, because I tell you, for the past few months, I've been hearing a lot of different numbers of mm-hmm. what it would cost a client to go over based on that, but I don't want to get into that,
mm-hmm.
their exact pricing. But I'll tell you, like I said, the agreement from the livery sector is normally, let's say we don't do the bike thing. We don't do the amount of people thing.
Right.
We have a set rate. No matter if it's 1 to 6 to 8 people, there is a set rate.
Mm-hmm.
So those rates, again, would start at 75, like I said, in a town car, $150 in a limo. So if one person wants a limo, it's the same price. If it's 6 of you in the family, it's the same price. For instance, that's a difference with a taxi. We have a set rate that we would agree to you with. It doesn't go by the number of people.
Mm-hmm. So depending on how many people you are in a taxi versus delivery, the prices could be very similar.
Exactly.
All right, so are you offering unique what the taxi is?
First of all, the cars, the vehicles are how could I say it? I'm more of a luxury car. Yeah, I'm more of a luxury car. Mm-hmm. We're talking about some of the, if you look at most of our cars, 2022, 2023 and up, we use vehicles, I would say, black car service. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about nice limousines, you're talking about nice SUVs, up-to-dated SUVs. You're talking about beautiful MKT Lincoln Town cars. And then, of course, there's a service that goes behind that, where it's more of a chauffeured service and not acting so much as just a driver. Mm-hmm. With a chauffeur, meaning we give complimentary cold towels, water, et cetera. There's a whole, basically, I would say, information it's given a lot to the clients as they're moving, as we're moving them as well. And so we've actually, and I'll tell you this from our sector, been trying to improve the standard of not just a drive, but actually an experience, if mm-hmm. you understand what I'm saying. When they get into a luxury car, it's an experience. It's wow. It's a wow experience, basically.
Right.
And so we've been trying to improve that from our sector itself to ensure that all of our drivers are on the same page, that when is zooming, the radio station or the music of your choice, et cetera, and that's what kind of service we provide.
All right, so from what you're saying, I can imagine that at the airport, this could get a little confusing for somebody who doesn't know that they didn't have to pre-book this before, that you could just walk off and decide to get a livery as opposed to having a car waiting for you.
Right. So, yeah, so you have that option. If some of us are last-minute travelers, I didn't really book anything, but I want to have the option. It's the same thing at the hotel. Mm-hmm. I didn't prearrange a car or whatever, but I want a limousine.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want a nice suburban late or whatever to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't arrange it. I didn't have it. So how do I go about in doing it? Let me walk outside and ask maybe the bellman or, like, again, the NAD representative, can you assist me in getting one of those vehicles
mm-hmm.
conveniently located at these spots? And so the guests, so that's all it is.
Right. All right, so the taxis are saying, well, this is
coexisting.
Right. This sounds like you're really stepping on our toes here.
Dwight, I'm appalled by the remarks of abuse or under siege from us. And I will challenge yourself or any Bahamian to check the numbers. Check the numbers on a daily basis of the amount of jobs that we actually get. Dwight, I'll tell you, we probably get, I did the numbers one day. I like to fact check the business at the airport. For every 20 to 30 taxi drivers that move, we get 1%. Livery does.
Mm-hmm.
So this notion that we are taking taxi jobs is unbelievable.
All right,
that
so that's the airport. Using. But what about the hotels?
Same thing.
No, it can't be. I mean, we see the livery truck, the fancy black vehicles all over the place.
Right.
I mean, I see them almost more than taxis.
And they are prearranged services.
Mm-hmm.
Though we don't really have much of a line at any of these.
Okay, so you're saying 1% of the spontaneous business.
Right.
Listen, not prearranged.
Atlantis is the only place that allows us to operate in a call-up system.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about maybe 4 to 5 SUVs or town cars combined, I'm talking combination, at the Atlantis area, just to make it more convenient mm-hmm. that the car spontaneously walks out and wants that option.
Okay.
That's it. So what I'm telling you, and those people that are, those drivers that I'm telling you, or those vehicles that are at the Atlantis location, they may get maybe 1 to 2 jobs a day. These would move a lot more than those drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say you see that, that's more of a prearranged service that other large companies have that are being able to advertise to Atlantis or Bahama are able to maneuver those people on those type of cars.
Okay.
That doesn't speak on the independent other drivers, is what I'm saying.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
So, but let me ask you a question. You're staying at a luxury resort. I call Bahama, I call Atlantis, I call the Ocean Club, I call all these major hotels, luxury resort. You're averaging an average of $1,000 a night on your room. Sick night.
Mm-hmm.
You have a family of 4 or 6 people that want to maneuver back and forth. Go, come in. What would you prefer, Dwight?
Mm-hmm.
You would want to move comfortably. That's the difference between you staying at a Holiday Inn and the Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
The I call this a rich country that the travelers that are coming here are either average or wealthy. Ain't much poor people coming to the Bahamas. I mean, I say poor, I mean, to afford to stay at these hotels, it's astronomical. Mm-hmm. So you now, okay, and even in the U.S., when you travel and you go around now, taxis are almost becoming obsolete. We are talking about the average American traveler that comes here, because we do so much of the American traveler compared mm-hmm. to the other countries, that when they move mostly in these luxury cars. Mm-hmm. The SUVs over the past 10 years has become more popular than any car right now.
Right, right. All right, so one day I hope to experience this when I can't afford $1,000 night room, and then I'll know what you're talking about. But all right, so do you understand what they're saying, though, that you're on the high end, you're taking their business, and on the low end, we've got the rideshare companies then coming for them. Do you understand any of their concerns?
No. Quite honestly, no, I do not understand their concerns. Mm-hmm. I think this is all a bunch of shenanigans, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I don't think they're being realistic. Mm-hmm. You know? And okay, let me ask you a question. Right? When I was much younger, I think I was able to call a number and get a taxi.
The meter cabs.
A meter cabs. Mm-hmm. Gone are those days.
Right.
We have lost the concentration of going inside of the cities and operating taxis.
Yeah.
That's number one. The taxi business has grown triple and double over the last few years, okay? So obviously your numbers are going to decline. It's not going to be the same. So mm-hmm. we're not the ones, not only that.
You mean more people?
Not only that, hotels and have gone now and put in big, they have a group and rideshare thing where you can actually book a shuttle to your hotel. They have even increased that.
Yeah.
So not only do the taxi numbers decline, our numbers are declining. Mm-hmm. We don't do the same thing.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
And it may put you on the spot a little bit.
Sure.
Because I know that right now the taxis are complaining about essentially livery encroaching on who they believe should be their clients. But isn't it also the reverse? Taxi drivers are posing as livery and charging higher fares outside of
the question
is, I know it's putting you on the spot, but
because you know what, I didn't want to come here this morning and really focus on the taxi anymore. I don't want to get into playing this back and forth game and chase and going after it. But we have our issues that we could say this is the taxis are doing this. But I don't want to play that tit for tat game. But
I don't seem to be one sided.
Right, exactly. Right? And we're not in this the public thing to try to do it. We believe in sitting down as a group and talking and working this out.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having meetings with. Actually, we started having meetings with the taxi cab union early on, a couple of months ago, conversations with them because we were under the same umbrella of the BNA TUC. And we started figuring out ways that we could coexist and work together.
Mm-hmm.
After a few meetings, the taxi decided to walk away and say, they don't want to work with us. And they don't want to work with the BNA. So they went back to the TUC. So they created a whole thing. But I want to get back to your question. Yes, that is the fact. There is some imposing on our sector as well. If you look at the act, it says taxis should be a call up or a thing. They actually, some of them are doing pre-arranged. Taxis are offering tour services at the port that should not be. But here or there, I'm not here to, again, mm-hmm. to go in any, because it's not a war. I mean, I keep hearing this. I get calls all the time. What is the war going on? We're not at war. We're at peace. You know, we are professionals. We come to work, put on our neckties and our shirts, clean our cars, and go to work every day. Mm-hmm. Compete with the taxi drivers. We just want to offer the service of which we are entrepreneurs of, and go to work every day and take care of our families the same way the taxi driver or you do so. That's all we want to do.
We're talking with Tori Austin. He's the president of the Bahamas Livery Drivers Union. All right, so we got a lot of the phone lines are all lit up. We're going to go to them in a bit. But I want to ask you this. If you say it's only 1% of the spontaneous business, why not give that up at the airport, let the taxis have that business and be there as only for people who've prearranged?
Because, so you want to tell me, you come into the Bahamas, you shouldn't have that option? Mm-hmm. That's what you're telling me?
Prearrange it, advertise it, and let people know, just like how they've booked their hotel.
Right, we do that.
Book a livery.
We offer that service. Mm-hmm. But if you did not, we should say to you, sir, you cannot get one of those because you did not prearrange. We can only put you in a taxi. Is that what you're telling me, sir?
You say it's only 1%.
But
so do I. Even though Tori may say, oh, that's 1%, that could be 1% of a million, which is still a pretty good, a decent amount of people coming through.
Right, but what I'm saying to you is,
livery only do prearrange should a client stand in the airport and use that company's website if they have one to book that livery right there versus asking the representative on the door.
Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking.
So
would you be opposed to that? I guess you would not be open to that.
So we should tell the guests, okay, since you did not have a range, you should not have the option of just walking over to God. You have to go to your computer or go on your phone and prearrange. Is that what you're telling me? No, Dwight. Mm-hmm. When I walk out of the MGM hotel and I walk outside, I have an option. I don't have to go and say, okay, we prearranged it, and we go and book my car. The dispatcher is on the outside of the hotel, and he says to me, sir, we have taxis to your left, or you want an SUV or a car to your or a limousine, sir? Mm-hmm. And I would say to him, you know what, today give me an SUV because that's how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Why should I have the inconvenience of going in and stopping for another 5 to 10 minutes and saying, let me have to prearrange and book this thing, first of all, and that car could possibly take minutes or a while to get there, because not necessarily they are always there. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about only being prearranged, there's no guarantee. So we are just conveniently located that if the guest has the option.
Okay.
And we have to remember that, like, again, we're going into 2026. This ain't 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear you.
So, sorry, can I ask a separate question? Because what I want to know is, and you may not have the answer. Transportation is changing all around the world. People have the option of a taxi, of a prearranged chauffeur service, of Uber, of Lyft, or whatever. Is there a concern that those sorts of transportation options are going to be more and more available to Bahamians, which will impact maybe not livery so much, but other transportation services? Because we do know that there are people offering Uber services now.
Right.
So is this something that you think, in your position as president, do you view that the future of transportation will begin to change into those models?
Yes, I do. You know what? The question: what we as a union do is what we do is kind of like have meetings and we discuss as a group how we can come up with creative ways to create more opportunity for our members. Mm-hmm. And the local market is somewhere that we will eventually want to go. Because there's not a viable, we have Uber, but Uber's not been really sanctioned here in the country. I just had a meeting actually yesterday with the minister. And we talked, and the Uber thing came, but it's not been sanctioned. It's not been sanctioned by the government. Right. There's some illegal operation because, of course, it comes insurance purposes. Who you actually booking with is all of a question. And so if the taxis don't, we will. Want to offer, we are looking at ways to hire the standard of our services and also go wherever it needs to go. Wherever our demand is needed, mm-hmm. we want to be.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's all it is. We want you.
So
we want to be.
Send the town car to pick me up at the movies?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Why not? You deserve it, God, right?
I certainly do.
So you deserve to ride in any car you want.
I hear you. I hear
that's
you.
That's all about.
All right, let's take these calls. We've got a lot of people waiting to get in on this. Good morning, caller on the air.
Pleasant. Good morning, Dwight.
Good morning.
And to your guest.
And good morning, sir.
To Mr. Austin, very pleasant. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We've come Safe Ride Transportation Company.
Okay.
Taxi and private schedule.
Yes, sir.
I don't not want this to be confrontational in any way.
No, sir, you'll never get that from me.
Some of your points are disingenuous. Your last one with the local market and what's available for the livery guys. right? I'm speaking to opportunity here and working together ultimately, but I want to highlight a couple of things. The domestic market as it relates to liveries, weddings, funerals, VIPs, dignitaries, that is a market that is primarily one that you guys get first.
Accurate, sir.
Okay, so funerals, weddings, dignitaries, that's a frequent occurrence,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch that in the first instance. It wouldn't be cost effective if we're really being honest. If you're talking about Uber price services and what fuel costs for you guys and the maintenance of your vehicle,
right?
That's not realistic.
Okay.
I think when Dwight asked you with regards to justifying the fundamental difference in the regulated rates that the Ministry of Transportation and Road Traffic implement for taxi drivers and you guys' position, which is an advantage to negotiate. I have a couple of SUVs.
Okay.
But to negotiate with clients that are coming in, just not on the ground, and your response to him being the air conditioning, the music that they play, and the information that the guests get. No personal attack to you. I think you're doing your membership a disservice. It is, even with Uber, with their value pricing, they have a regular Uber, and then they have an Uber Black, where you pay a little bit more, right? That's not our reality, but, I mean, that might be a little bit more palatable when addressing that question. My thing, though, is if it's prearranged, which are the rules and regulations by the road traffic department, that's not the, I'm not speaking for the union president,
right?
I'm speaking on to what the laws and rules are that govern our industry. It is a prearranged scenario. So your presence, and I understand the union president's position, your presence on a door is not a prearranged scenario.
Hmm.
When you said just now about them not, the SUVs not being, or the livery cars, sorry, not being readily available, that is also disingenuous because there is an area at the airport that is specifically set apart from the taxi parking for those SUVs. While it may not, I hear your point about if somebody wants the option, they should have it. But the presence on the door is a direct violation of the laws that govern our industry. So I could see the union president's point. But then
that's
than just sticking.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, Mr. Austin.
Sorry.
There are opportunities, though. If you're going to invest, by the time one of those cars gets here, it's in excess of $100,000, right? The
okay.
newer ones.
Yeah.
Roughly?
Yeah.
So if you're going to invest that money in a car, why not, if you have a governing body that represents the interests of the SUV drivers, Dwight said it just now, invested that technology. Facebook pages are free. Mm-hmm. And if you provide excellent service to our visitors that are coming in, why not go to NAD and say, hey, look, on your website, just let the people know that there is an option here. Include some of the reviews. That's really true inventing the law, but then giving you guys an opportunity to make your money. And I'm not anti-livery. Everybody has to eat. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But the laws are the laws. And your presence on the taxi door is a
on
huge
a
reason as to why many of the drivers and the union president have issues. And you can't deny that.
Okay.
All right, let's get him to respond. Thank you so much for the calls. A lot said there.
Uh-huh. All right. First of all, he said on the last thing he said is interesting. He said on the taxi door.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize the taxi had a door. Mm-hmm. That's number one.
Mm-hmm. But is it true that there have been fights, physical confrontations between livery drivers and taxi drivers? That's happened?
I think there have been a couple of occasions when there was any lack of authority figures out there, and I'm talking about them road traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Has been in the presence. We've had one or two incidents in the evening time where we've had a discrepancy between a taxi driver and a livery driver.
Oh, wow.
Okay, mm-hmm. And we have dealt with that internally, and we don't encourage that at all. I want to say that
mm-hmm.
that's something that is totally against what we stand for. As we don't get in again. There's never confrontations and arguments and. You know, because at the end of the day, you're talking about a world-class airport where we're trying to run a world-class service. And if you're a client coming into the Bahamas to see that kind of
yeah.
craziness is absolutely nothing, not part of what we want to represent.
No.
The caller brought up a good point. We, like I said, we are actually looking at ways. But we talk about this law, and the law is, we're not breaking any laws. I want to make that very clear mm. to the caller. We're not breaking any laws. We want you to go to the Yak, and read the laws, but don't bring your only interpretation. Mm-hmm. And don't just pick out who you, what the, my whole thing about the law is, and the taxis want to pick out what they want to pick out from the law and use that. All right? Mm-hmm. Let's go wide. Let's operate. Let's go. And like I said, I don't want to go there because I want to, like again, I don't want to do the tick for tack thing, right? But there's a lot of things in the law. If we want to stick to the law as far as the transportation is. I could pick out, and I'll just throw one example out there again. The tow services that are being operated at the cruise port, is that legal?
You said taxis are doing that.
That's all who's doing it.
But for a point of clarity, Tori, because I want to understand what the caller said about livery drivers being on the door at the airport, on the taxi door at the airport. Is it that the livery drivers are not supposed to be parked on that door, or is it that you look up and area and called up, or do you have designated spots on the door that you should be as you get your gas? Like, can you clarify? Because it seems as if, from what the caller said, that those drivers should not be there at all.
So what we have is, we have in a commercial lane, we have a spot designated for us, which is two town cars, two SUVs, and two limousines at this time, right? That's been agreed from the inception of this airport that's being created.
Okay.
That's where we park every day, and that is behind the taxi cars. So it's not even visible to the client. We have one, the guys that are on the door, the livery drivers on the door, are the prearranged guys. Mm-hmm. We have one dispatcher that stands at the door to help facilitate, again, with working along with the NOD and stuff, when NOD, the NOD representative that says to them, hey, call up one of your cars that come up now. All that dispatcher does is help the guests with their luggage, et cetera, push it across the street, calls up the guy, and do it. We're not up there soliciting. We're not up there fighting with the taxi drivers. And if if that happens, I don't condone it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have been asking for the Ministry of Transportation to provide us with the proper authority. I've even had meetings with the police earlier this last week to ensure the airport authority, to ensure that our people, because I'll be straight frank with you, Dwight. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and say we are all perfect. We have some bad apples in our crew that it's in the livery sector, I would say, that can spoil it or make some noise in the market. Mm-hmm. And I condone it. So those individuals will not be the face of who we are.
Right.
So if that happens, let's deal with them. But for the most part, this is how it works. We have one dispatcher that is only assisting when called upon to help to move the guest from being offered that option of, and the guest says to the NOD representative, this is what I want. And instead, and so the NOD could get back to doing their jobs, they call on that option and it's passed over there, and that person calls up. That's all he does.
Right.
I don't condone a person.
So that person has to ask, or is someone saying, hey, are you considering, you say you all aren't soliciting, but does the NOD person say you want a taxi or a livery, or how do they know that that option exists if they haven't prearranged it?
I guess the NOD operator will normally do it. The NOD operator will give them the options.
Okay.
Would you prefer a taxi? Mm-hmm. Would you prefer an SUV?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And I want to go back to this law thing. I'm sure a lot of people, it's let's go quote unquote for the law. Mm-hmm. And I would challenge us to just go look at the law when that time comes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking with Tori Austin with the BLDU. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, morning. Look, I have a question for your guest, right? One question, first question, right? Why don't taxi drivers pick up black behemoths? Second question I want you to go on, right? Why is your price so exuberant?
Okay, remember this is the livery drivers union, not the taxi.
Yeah, so I can't answer any of those questions.
No. Although I am curious to know what you think, because I've been talking about this for years,
what?
That the taxi union has completely ignored, a giant market that we don't function like other cities in the world where taxis are driving around looking and to pick up regular people in the country. And that could have been, we could have been a totally different place if we had taxis that functioned like that instead of being parked at an airport or a hotel. But that's another
another show. My point exactly.
Maybe I'll have you back to talk about that. But anyway, let's take this call. Good morning, you're on the air. Are you there? Let's take the other one. Good morning, caller, you're live. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Strong. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I would like for him to address something that I heard a couple of days ago. And it came from one of the horses' mouth. It was a taxi driver. And she was talking about the what happens when the flight from Haiti comes in. This is a bunch of people out there picking up the passengers from the Asian taxis. And so I'm wondering, well, what type of parallel economy is going on? Just comment on it. There's a lady, I hope she's listening, she can call again, because it's really ridiculous, and I don't know what's going on out there. Just explain that for me, please.
Can you explain
that? I can't explain. But I think I get the grasp of what you're saying. What happens is there's some unauthorized vehicles and drivers that I guess they have some prearranged or something to do with the Haitian flight that comes in. It's almost like I would go back and I would use this Bahamian terminology of hacker type thing. And that's, I guess, the transportation and department or the police needs to look into.
Yeah.
I can't say that's something beyond me.
Is that an issue for you all? Taxis prearranging? Is that any violation? I don't know the law like this, but is that an issue?
It's not become an issue, but is it a violation? If you want to go quote unquote to the law, it is. But has it become an issue for us? Are we making it an issue? Not necessarily. Because again, hey, Dwight, at the end of the day, we all are behemoths, man. We are behemoths that want to take some money home to our families to put some food on the table. You know, we're not gonna make these things an issue. Does the taxi drivers being at the port offering tours an issue? If honestly, it is. But are we going to make it a big issue?
Time is going. It's amazing. We're going to have you back. But I got to ask you. So the taxi union is saying they're prepared to lock up the bridge, lock the airport. What's your response, the livery drivers union response to that type of talk?
Our response is every morning we put on our pants one leg at a time. And we go to work. What we can only control what we control. We will go to our spots and pick up our people and let the government of the Bahamas and the proper authority do what they need to do to make it happen. But I want to make something very clear. See, tourism is everybody's business, right? I love that terminology, because you have to be careful when you ruin what you have here. When you talk about blocking, who is that? Who are you affecting? You think that you're affecting the driver. You're affecting the tourism market. You're affecting those guests that come here, that they will think twice again if they return. So when you're talking about doing this and doing that and these threats, be careful, because you're gonna be the same ones asking those people to come back and get them a ride. And then put a bad, you don't want that bad taste in people's mouth when they're leaving or coming into the country. So when you talk about these strikes and these things that are going to affect our tourism market, you know, do not bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I would say. So there's ways that you can sit down properly to the table and you can. We are open, and anytime the president or the government calls on us and sit down to have a conversation and to negotiate on the behalf of all Bahamians that are drivers in this country, we are open. We are ready. You know, we will sit at any table. We just want a seat to the table, if you understand what I'm saying. So we have to be very careful when we talk about blocking up the bridge. Who are you really affecting? You think you're trying to make a point? Or you trying to bully your way to do something?
Wow. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Time is gone. Thank you so much, Bahamas Livery Drivers Union, for being with us this morning.
Thank you as well.
We'll We're going to be watching this closely and see how this goes, but we hope everything works out for everybody.
Yeah, again, I want to say to you, Dwight, and to the Bahamian people, we are not at war. Mm-hmm. We are at peace. We are professionals. We are ambassadors in this country. Mm-hmm. We will continue to always exercise professionalism. You know, I want to make it very clear, because I keep seeing this and I keep getting calls about why we at war with Taxis. We are not at war. Taxis may be at war, but we are not. We come in peace. We want to work. We get up. This morning I wake up and I thank God and I go to work. And I just want to take a dollar home that I more than I had before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's all it is.
Thank you again for being here, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for being with us this morning. I'll talk with you next week. And I'll be back tomorrow morning with more Morning Blend and Morning Blend Business here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Be sure to pick up today's NASA Guardians and Business News in there. And this portion of the show brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations. Stay tuned for On the Clock with Aaron Green coming up next.
At CFAL, we understand that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create the right pension plan for their employees, and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Live your life. It's good to be alive.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get ready to catch the thrill and win with Shell. Fuel up with $20 shot at unforgettable prizes.
We're talking regatta trips to Exuma and Harbor Island.
Free fuel, grocery vouchers, water park passes, and more. Just snap your receipt and WhatsApp it to us at 242-422-0271. The vibes are high, the prizes are hot, and the summer is yours to win with Shell. Only at participating Shell stations in Nassau. Now through August 22nd. Terms and conditions apply.
You work hard for your money, so let your money work hard for you. With as little as $1,000 to start, you can watch your money grow by investing in CFAL's Bahamian dollar and U.S. dollar mutual funds, each tailored to match your unique investment profile. Our expert advisors are dedicated to crafting personalized investment strategies to help you achieve your financial goals. Don't miss out on the chance to earn higher returns on your hard-earned money. Join the thousands of investors who trust CFAL and start your journey toward financial. Visit us at CFAL.com to learn more about our saving and investment options. And let us help you build wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.